Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, May 1st. I'm Mike Weinstein. In the tech headlines, Facebook unveils a new ad network and Glue Mobile makes a purchase. But first, Facebook is adding a new policy safeguard to Facebook Login, which allows people to log into other sites and apps using their Facebook usernames and passwords. The changes, which will be adopted in the next year, will give us more choices about the information we share with third parties. By checking or unchecking a box, we'll be able to specify if we want to share our friend list or our likes among them. The journal's Reid Albergati says maybe in the past, some were uncomfortable sharing information.
And what Facebook's hoping is now, you know, those people who maybe wouldn't have used Facebook login in the past will use it now.
Facebook is also out with a feature that allows people to log in anonymously in order to try out new apps. The anonymous login feature would make it possible to test apps without having to provide any personal information. Meanwhile, following years of speculation, Facebook officially has unveiled its new ad network, which initially will focus on mobile devices. Amazon.com is expanding its same-day shipping service starting today. Dallas and San Francisco are being added to the dozen cities where it is currently available. Amazon Prime members will pay a little more for the convenience, though. It's $5.99 for a package that weighs up to 150 pounds. That's $2 more than the previous fee for same-day delivery. And the initial public offering of Box Inc. has been put on hold. The online storage startup cited weakened demand for tech stocks, in particular makers of cloud software, as the reason. The IPO may hit Wall Street in June if conditions in the sector improve. As we continue, Comcast adds hotspots for its Infinity Wi-Fi network.
Hi, I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business called Podlexing. So I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, how can you know which one will produce the best talent? Realistically, to fill the position fast and with the perfect candidate, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can do it with a single click with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com lets you post to more than 40 job sites at once. ZipRecruiter.com also posts your job on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Just post once and watch the qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You can screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right people fast. Try ZipRecruiter free right now and find out why it's been used by over 100,000 businesses. And right now, listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
The game maker Glue Mobile has agreed to buy Play First, a maker of popular titles like Diner Dash. Glue said it agreed to pay the equivalent of nearly $12 million in an all-stock deal for Play First. Word is AT&T has approached DirecTV about a possible acquisition. If it happens, it would create a pay TV giant close in size to what Comcast and Time Warner would become if that merger goes through. The deal would be worth around $40 billion. Speaking of Comcast, it's continuing to add hotspots for its Infinity Wi-Fi network. The cable operator projects it will have 8 million hotspots coast to coast by the end of the year. A recent forecast from Cisco said nearly 90% of the data traffic from mobile and portable devices will travel over Wi-Fi within 4 years. Finally today, if you'd like to have cocktails at home, Bacardi has launched two new digital platforms to help. Working with Jamie Oliver Group, Bacardi has introduced an app and a website, MixedCocktails.com, with recipes for making your favorite drinks. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.